Woke Disney begins mass layoffs with TV production, acquisition employees. By Paul Bois on March 28, 2023. The woke corporation Disney has begun layoffs focused across television production and acquisitions as the company's freefall in the marketplace continues. Among the notable staffers let go Monday are Jane Bieber, Senior VP Production at Freeform/Onyx Collective, Mark Levinstein, Head of Production and Post-Production at Hulu, and Elizabeth Newman, Head of Disney's Acquisitions Department, noted The Hollywood Reporter, THR. Sources note Newman's entire acquisitions team has been dissolved, while Bieber and Levinstein's production teams will be folded under Carol Turner, Exec VP Production at ABC Signature, THR added. Disney did not reveal the full extent of Monday's layoffs or the exact impact it will have on day-to-day operations at the company. The TV side appears to be taking the hardest hit, right, with more layoffs slated for later this week. CEO Bob Iger already publicly said the company expects to lay off roughly 7,000 staffers to save roughly $5.5 billion on the eve of the recession. Iger replaced former CEO Bob Chapek after Disney took a nosedive under his leadership due to fallout from the coronavirus pandemic and a series of woke blunders that destroyed the company's brand beyond repair. Starting when the company opposed Florida's anti-groomer law that barred teachers from discussing sexuality with kindergartners and third graders. As Breitbart News reported in January, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., followed through on his promise to strip Disney of its self-governing status in his state. A new plan introduced by the state legislature Friday, with the backing of the governor, proposes a special law that would put in place state oversight over Disney's Reedy Creek Improvement District, effectively ending Disney's self-rule over its Orlando fiefdom, where it has enjoyed numerous special privileges, including tax breaks, for five decades, noted the report. Just last week, Disney reached a tentative agreement with unions at the company's Florida theme parks, guaranteeing janitors, ride operators, and food service staff minimum pay of $18 an hour, according to Fortune. Unite Here Local 737, one of the unions involved, released a survey last year that said some theme park staffers had skipped meals because they didn't have enough money to pay for food, added Fortune. The workers cited the rising cost of living in Central Florida as reason for their wage demands.